George has a verruca. It was early in the morning, and George woke up with a smile on his face. It was sunny outside, and George was thinking about all the fun things he was going to do that day. It was the school holidays, so George had more time to play. He jumped out of bed and stood to his feet, and as he walked to the bathroom, he felt like something was underneath his foot. He sat down and looked, and there was a little piece of hard skin. But he ignored it and looked forward to his fun day ahead. It was breakfast, and George and his parents were at the table eating. "Mum, can I play football with Ben today?" he asked. "Okay, but I thought you wanted to go swimming," she replied. "Yes, first swimming and then football," said George. Grandma and Grandpa had come over to visit and offered to take George swimming while Mum and Dad went to work. George loved swimming and went every week to the local pool. But as he walked alongside the pool, he felt the hard skin on his foot again. Later that day, George's friend Ben came over and they played football in the local park. It was now getting late, so George's grandparents had to take him home. George told his mum about his exciting day, but didn't tell her about the small piece of hard skin on his foot that was now becoming uncomfortable. It was the following morning, and George woke up looking forward to the day ahead. Grandma and Grandpa were coming over, and he was going cycling with them. They rode in the park and alongside the stream and over to the play area. "Grandma, can I go on the swings?" asked George. "Yes, dear," replied Grandma, "but not for too long, as we should be getting back soon." George swung and swung, going higher and higher. It was now time to go, so as the swing moved forward, George jumped off and landed hard on his feet. Again, he felt that bit of hard skin under his feet. It was getting a little more uncomfortable, but still, he did not tell anyone. Normally, at this time of year, George and his family would go abroad on holiday. Last year, George and his family did not go on holiday because he had stomach pain and had to go into hospital. He remembered taking blood tests and sleeping in hospital. He did not want this to happen again, so he kept silent about his foot problem. But Mum noticed that George was beginning to walk awkwardly and checked his foot. "We'll see the doctor tomorrow," she said. The next day, George and his mum went to the doctor's, and George told his mum that he kept quiet because he did not want to go to hospital. "I'm sure it'll be just fine," said his mum. The doctor looked at the white spot of hard skin. "It's a verruca," he said. "What's that?" asked George. "A virus invades the skin below your feet," the doctor said, "especially through tiny cuts or scrapes when you walk barefoot in wet areas, like around swimming pools and showers." The doctor treated the verruca and gave George some ointment for him to use at home. George did not have to go into hospital and was able to go abroad on holiday. It was his best holiday yet. George enjoyed his holiday, but it was now time to go back home. On the plane, George was excited, thinking about what he would tell his friends in class about his fun holiday and his trip to the doctor to treat his verruca. More importantly, his verruca was gone. At school, everyone stood up one by one and spoke about what they did during the summer holidays. George stood up and spoke about his holiday, and also explained what a verruca is and how you catch it and treat it. "Learning is fun," thought George.